Hey hoes, and welcome back to another episode of Morning Cup of Ho podcast. I'm Imani, your host and main ho, here to help you on this journey of finding your purpose, getting your shit together, and living the life you want. Pour up your morning cup of whatever you're sipping on, get ready to unleash your inner ho, and let's get into this episode. So on this episode today, we have an amazing guest, Anika Lee, and she is an expert on human design. And I'm gonna just be honest with y'all, we don't even have an intro for this episode because when we met, we weren't even supposed to be recording, but we just hopped right into it and she had a lot to say. So I really hope y'all enjoy this episode and we'll hop right into it.
It sounds exciting. How long have you been, I guess, into human design?
It's been about 3 years. Yeah, June 2021 was when I like really committed to self-study and trying to understand the system. Because I knew about it before. But I guess like the stage that you're in now where it's like, you know, this is interesting, but it's a lot. And I'm not sure how to make sense of all of this stuff. And I just kind of like, there was this kind of like internal kind of like intuitive like ping that was just like, you don't need to know this now.
Right.
Okay. And that was like years ago. That was back in 2016. And I was like, okay, whatever. So it took 5 years for me to like circle back, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. I could have saved myself a lot of trouble if I had if I had actually like made time for this. But you know what? Everything happens in its own timing, right?
It does. It's so funny how things like that happen. Like, I feel like I've been seeing that come up a lot in my life where I'm like, ooh, it was something that I was thinking about like, you know, 5-6 years ago. And now circling back, like actually recently that happened because back in like, probably 2018, 2019, I met this woman. I don't even remember how I met her, but I met her and she had this organization where she was like really uplifting Black women and she was trying to host events and all this stuff. And she was trying to get me involved in it. And I was just like, oh, it seems like a lot. Like I'm not really interested in doing that right now, blah, blah, blah. Like it sounded like a great opportunity, but I was like, it sounds like too much. I don't think this is something I can do. Now come to 2024 and I actually just started a group in my area for Black women to meet women and have different meetups and stuff. And I'm like, stuff comes full circle because I think when I told her I wasn't interested, I was interested. I was just so scared to do it. I didn't think I'd be successful. Yeah. And now here it is all these years later, I'm circling back and trying to do the same thing that I could have started years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, it really happens when it's supposed to happen at the right time.
I've learned that and you're learning that. And it's just going to be a constant process of learning that deeper and deeper.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I guess let me backtrack because I just kind of hopped into it like, okay, so how'd you
learn? Oh, that's fine.
And I'm like, this is our first time meeting. So I guess we could do like quick introductions. And then like talking. So I'll start off. So obviously my name is Imani Weich. I started this podcast last year really because I was finding out that I didn't really have anything that I felt like was my purpose or anything that I was working towards. I kind of felt like I was just going through the motions in life and not really doing anything that I enjoyed or that I felt like, you know, was really purposeful. And I really felt alone in that because I felt like all of my friends, they're in careers they love and, you know, they're in the relationships and they're doing right. All these things that you would think we would be doing at this age. And I really felt alone trying to figure out, okay, so why am I the only one that feels like I have no idea what's going on, no idea what I wanted to do. So I was really in that stage. And then I got onto TikTok and I saw there were so many people talking about that same thing, like people in their 20s and 30s, feeling like they don't know, you know, what they want to do, what's going on, like what their purpose is. And I'm like, okay, so apparently there's a lot of people that feel the same exact way that I feel. But for some reason, like within my friend group or like my family, we're not talking about it. So at that point, I realized if I'm feeling like I'm alone in this feeling, there's probably other people that feel the same way. So it kind of pushed me to, you know, make a space where people could actually talk about it openly and maybe even work through it, try to figure out your purpose and things like that. And it was like really interesting to me because once I started it, I had people that I'm close with, different people coming to me like, girl, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so why are we not talking about it? Because girl, we could have been talking about this, trying to, like, I guess everybody's trying to put on this like facade of like they have it together and they know what they want
Yes.
to
Yes, the brave face, the like,
do.
I feel like we're taught that you're just supposed to know, like you're just supposed to get to this age. I don't know how old you are, but I'm 31. I just turned 31 in December. And growing up, it's just like when you become an adult, they all just seem to have it all together. But I, from a child, I knew I could see that the adults in my life were winging it. And I was just like, and that's okay too. But just like own that, like embrace that. And I guess we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go on. But like human design has like really given me like permission to, and like allowed me to give other people permission to embrace that you don't know. And that's not a bad thing.
All right, so now I'll give the floor to you. Tell me about yourself.
All right. So again, I'm really excited to be here. My name is Anika Lee Niels. I am from the Caribbean. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. I currently live here. I'm a life coach and I use human design predominantly as, a tool to really help my clients to dig deeper, to go below the surface and like really figure out what is getting in the way so that we can remove that block. And not have to keep circling back to the same thing over and over again, I really work like in the field of rest and self-care. I think like it's one of the things that we rob ourselves of because we live in this world that's like constantly asking more of us, constantly telling us that we're not doing enough, constantly, just tugging at us to keep going, keep doing. And I'm definitely one of those persons who, in my own life, I've experienced that and like come out of that. And on the other side, I'm like, how was I even surviving? Like, what was going on? Why did I think that was okay? So yeah, that's the kind of work that I do in my coaching business. And yeah, using human design to help people like really deeply understand and embody rest in everything that they do.
And how long have you been a life coach?
Around the same time that I started learning about human design. So I graduated my coach training in March 2021. And then yeah, so the same 3 years.
Like, how did you even get into life coaching? Because I feel like I've only actually met one other life coach, and she kind of told me about her process. But I'm like, how did you know, go from the point of, okay, this is something that's helping me to, oh, I should help other people explore this as well?
So just like you, I had that. So let me tell you like the story, right? I was in Colombia when I moved abroad for the first time in 2013 or 2014, one of those years. I was still in university and it was a childhood dream that I always wanted to pursue, right? I was teaching English there and then I moved back home, finished my degree. My degree's in Spanish. And then I moved back to Colombia again. When I completed the degree, there was like two programs that we could do in the middle and at the end. So I took the opportunity and I did them. And the second program at the end of the degree, they told us in the beginning that you would only do a year. But then while we were there, they were like, oh, you can stay for longer. So we were just like, okay, settling down. This was like in January. And then by March, they were like, no, we want like new people to come. It was like, all right, no problem. So they were like, all of us are like, we don't want to go back home. So what are we gonna do next? And I was really like in this phase. I was like 23, 24 at the time. And I don't know if you know what that's like. I don't know how old you are, but if you remember that age, you're like
Yeah, I remember. I'm 28 now.
28 now. Okay. So what am I gonna do for the rest of my life? Because you're taught find a career and you run with that for the rest of your life, right? And I'm like, what am I gonna do for the rest of my life? Like, what's going on? Like, everything felt so confusing. It felt like you had the rug pulled from underneath you. And I remember I was up late, like really late that night, and I was just like obsessing about what's going to happen to me now. And human design came up on my radar, and I, looked up my type and everything. I was like, I don't know what any of this means. And I was like, I really wanted like an answer right now. And it wasn't given it to me. And I was just like, okay, don't need to know this right now. Put this down. You'll figure it out. And then it so happened that one of my friends, because it was a bunch of us from the Caribbean, dispersed throughout Colombia at the time. And so one of my friends who's actually from Trinidad as well, he found a program called Beta in Spain. And we all applied, we all kind of got through, and we all went to Spain. So I get to Spain and I'm like, this is the pinnacle of like life abroad, right? Colombia was great, but like, Spain is Europe, it's metropolitan, it's like, you reach kind of vibe. And so I remember getting there and just feeling like, okay, what's next? And I remember I had like a real like come to Jesus moment with my ego, and I was like, hold up, what do you mean what's next? We just got here. Like, we just figured this out. Like, can we embrace and enjoy the present moment that
Right.
we've dreamt about, that we've worked so hard for all these years? Like, and then I realized, like, in that whole experience, like this constant egoic drive, like mentally, to just always be achieving, always be doing more. Like, what is that? What is that obsession? When do we ever get to enjoy now? When do you get to enjoy the things that you've worked for? And so many things started coming up for me at that time that I ended up working with a life coach. And being Caribbean, and I think from what I've noticed online, the experience is the same for African Americans and just like throughout the African diaspora. Getting help is not something that is openly spoken about. Only
Yeah.
nowadays people have been like started to talk about like therapy and like all these kind of things, but still people kind of side eye you, and people like,
Exactly.
especially in the Caribbean, like, oh, nobody wants to talk about anything other than Jesus being your savior and your guide, which is great. He's an amazing dude. Love him. Died for my
Amazing
sins.
dude.
But that was in the past. We are in the present. And there are a lot of tools and a lot of things that exist, a lot of like, community that we're robbing ourselves of by not having these conversations. So one of the things that I started doing, like right before I started working with my life coach, was I kind of like created an online community because I was in Spain at the time. I was like, there's no way I'm the only person feeling like this. Like, I was adamant that it couldn't just be me. And so, like, I created this community on Instagram at the time, called the Caribbean Millennial. And I would, like, just pretty much just talk to my friends through like stories and like that kind of thing about what I was going through. And like, again, like you, I found that a lot of people were having the same experience. They just didn't know that it was okay to say these things out loud. They just didn't know that it was okay. Like this is a normal, like, adult. Like intro to adulthood kind of thing that we're experiencing. So yeah, I ended up working with a life coach, and in 3 months she really just helped me fix my life. And I was like, when I say fix my life, I mean like it was more of a self-acceptance kind of thing. It was more of a, learning to navigate this new chapter of like who I am, and like letting go of old stories and all that kind of stuff. And I just found like that was so incredible. And it wasn't because only because she was a life coach. It was because I was ready to do the work. Like, I had like a real like big moment where I was just like talking to the mirror in the bathroom of my friend's apartment. We were getting ready to go take a day trip to Malta, which now that I think about it, insane. Because it was a 3-hour flight.
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
who does this? And I had no idea Malta was that far from Spain. Like, I remember sitting on the plane and like an hour into the ride, I was like, we're not landing, like what's going on? And then she was like,
I
no,
didn't
like
plan
3 hours. I was
for
like, 3 hours. The ticket was like $21. So like that's why we just like booked it. And I didn't even do like any research or anything. But anyway, I remember having like, a little chat to myself, to the universe actually. And I was like, yo, I can't keep doing this. Whatever help I need, you send it and I'll do it. Like literally. And then I had actually done a workshop with her and about navigating the quarter life crisis. That's what it was called. And it was really good. And then she gave us like homework. And for some reason, I thought that we were going to meet virtually, but it was an in-person meetup. And so on the plane back to Malta, I was like scribbling in my notebook, like bullshitting the answer to these questions. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And like, what's working, what's not working, all that kind of stuff. And like, I really said bullshit in it. And I, off the plane, out the airport, straight to meet her. And we're talking, and then she goes, I don't believe you. And I was like, girl, I don't believe me either. Like, I'm, I, you know, it was just like, it was so much at the time. And that's how we ended up working together. Like I said, she like really helped me transform my life and the way I see myself and the way I do things. And I was like, I want to help other people do this too. Yeah, I want to do this for other people also. And that's how I ended up, getting into coaching. I was working with a friend and I was just thinking about this actually. And what she's a copywriter, like that's what she does in her business. But at the time, she had a program called Own Your Voice, and like I won a scholarship, and I ended up working with her inside of that. And she found this coaching certification school called the Inner Glow Circle, and they have like a scholarship for like Black women, for disenfranchised women, that kind of thing. And I applied and I won like a partial scholarship with them. And I just like that's where I went from. And that's how I ended up coaching. So it was a real kind of like series of events type
Yeah.
situation that led me here. So
And I think that just goes back to what we were saying. Like everything happens at the right time. Like all of those things led you to this one moment that now you are a coach. And obviously, I mean, just from hearing you speak, I'm just like, I could already tell that you're a good life coach.
Thank you.
Right. But no, I want to just say, like, I'm surprised because I guess I didn't really know how a life coach works, but just when you were answering those questions and you were kind of BSing it, and she was like, I don't believe you. The fact that she was straight up with you, like, look, I don't believe you, and then try to sugarcoat it, then try to like hold your hand with it. Like sometimes that's what you need to really kind of push forward versus someone that's just gonna kind of placate you and like, oh, okay, well, we can kind of work on it next time. And she was straight up with you.
Very straight up. There was no, like you say, sugarcoating, no hand holding. It was always, and the thing about coaching that I love is that it's an impartial person. Like I don't know my clients. I don't know them, from like Adam or Eve, as we say in the Caribbean. Like I'm an impartial person in their life. I don't know their backstory. I only know what they tell me. And to be honest, you know when somebody is not being upfront with you, right? And it's actually the more you work with them, the more you realize like, okay, well, last week you said XYZ and this week something else is getting in the way. So what is really happening? And then when you enter something like human design into the game, there's really no way to lie.
That makes sense. And do you feel like coaching is very similar to therapy, or like what do you see the differences are? Because I, when I'm hearing it, just working you through your problems, helping you meet your goals, I'm like, that's what I'm visualizing when I'm going to therapy. So what do you think the
Yeah.
main differences are?
So in coach training, they teach, because I've never done therapy, right? So in coach training, what they teach us is the difference between the two is that therapy tends to be very past focused, right? So it looks at things that would have happened in the past and how it's playing out here in the now. Versus coaching is kind of like what's happening now and where do I want to get to in the future? Now, I suppose therapy would help you connect the dots to the future, but coaching is more like a this is where we are now. This is where I want to be in 3 to 6 months. How am I going to get there? Sometimes that might involve past things, but as somebody who is not a therapist and who is not trauma informed, I wouldn't, it would not be, what is the word? A moral thing for me to do to dive into that work with them. I should recommend them to a therapist. If anything, that is traumatic, any traumatic experiences from the past that might be affecting the present, it's getting in the way of where they want to be in the future, then that's where you would get a therapist. And, it's not uncommon for people to work with a therapist and work with a life coach. Maybe not at the same time, but, have worked with both sides at some point,
So therapy will more likely like work with like the underlying problems, things that happened in the past, and then life coaching is going to give you actionable steps of what you can do going forward.
Exactly, how to get to, where you want to be in the future.
That makes sense. I actually never thought about therapy like that, but now that I'm looking back, I'm like, okay, when I'm going to therapy, they are always asking, so what happened in your childhood? And I'm like, girl, like
Yeah.
that has nothing to do with
I don't
what we
want to talk about
did.
that. Yeah.
Right, like,
I
girl, I don't know, like.
And they're really trying to help you make the present more bearable, maybe more enjoyable, versus coaching is kind of like, yeah, the actionable steps to like and guiding you towards the future. So I remember like working with my coach, and I still have like those journals where she asked me, you know, how do I feel now and how do I want to feel in the future? And that's not something that I ever really thought about. I just know I felt like shit now. And so what do I want to feel like in the future? Not like shit. And she's like, okay, what does that feel like? I was like, I don't know. I want to feel satisfied and I want to feel like, you know, grateful. And then we just like started filling in the blanks then. So then how do I move from feeling like shit to grateful? How do I move from this place to satisfied? What are the things I need to start doing to connect the dots? Yeah.
I feel like I like that. The fact that you have those actionable steps, because I feel like when I've gone to therapy in the past, I don't want to say they don't give you actionable steps, but they more so make you figure it out yourself. Like, well, what do you think
Right.
that you should be doing? And like versus just telling you, like, maybe you should look at this. Like, I feel like it's very vague,
Yeah.
which could be
Okay.
helpful because obviously you can work through your problems yourself and kind of get that feedback. But sometimes I just need someone to say, look, girl, maybe you should try this. Because
Yeah.
don't be knowing where to go. Like I feel very, especially when you don't know, what your goal is or where you're trying to go. Like sometimes you just need someone to give you that starting point that you can build off of.
Exactly. Like a reference point, right? Maybe something that's
Exactly.
worked for them in the past. So like I remember she would recommend like meditations for me to listen to. And these are meditations that I still listen to now. books to read. And you know, these are books that I keep coming back to now. And I just think about how those things I really needed in that moment. And without that person, I would have never found that. You know, maybe not never, but maybe it would have taken me longer to get there. And one of the things too that I love about coaching, because you know, it's not really about me as a coach telling you what worked for me and like giving you advice, because people would think that it's really supposed to be a situation where you empower your clients to make changes in their lives. And so like yes, you would give them like things that they can do, and you'd create what you do homework. And so like every week you would have like one or two things that you commit to doing. That's your commitments, right? And then in the next session we'll talk about, okay, well, how did that go? What was your experience? Did you? And you know, it's up to the client to be like, okay, I did it. Or there was sometimes I wouldn't do stuff and be like, I didn't feel comfortable doing that. I don't think I'm there yet. And then we would talk about that in the session. So what do you feel we need to do? What needs to change, or what would make it more comfortable for you? You know, that kind of thing. So it doesn't really put a lot of pressure on the client to do whatever the coach recommends. But yeah, it's really about becoming aware in your life. Yeah. And seeing like, you know, all right, when I do this thing, this is how I feel. Or this is the results that I get. What can I do differently? What needs to change? What needs to shift? What's coming up for me now? Like, you know.
No, I do think that's a big thing, that self-awareness, because sometimes I feel like I don't have that self-awareness. And, I've always felt like that was something that would come naturally, just having that self-awareness. But now as I get older, I realize that's something that you have to work on. And
It's
I'm learning,
intentional.
yeah, it's so intentional. And a lot of times I feel like, I don't know where to start. I don't know, what the next step should be, or it's hard. Like, so I think
It
it is really good that you're out here helping people work through those things, because I know there are so many people that feel this way. And I think it even backs it up even more, the fact that you can speak from a place of, I was in the same place you were.
is. Yeah.
I worked with someone, and now obviously, like, no one has it all together, but you've worked through those things and now you can help other people, versus someone that has never experienced this trying to help somebody because you can't even really relate to where they're coming from.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, that's invaluable, like you say, it's invaluable.
Oh, yeah. And I did want to ask you, because you said
Yeah.
you just started your own podcast.
Yeah. So I had a podcast when I lived abroad. So I pretty much know how it works. Like, you know, it was more like an interview-based podcast. So like I would just like, you know, interview people about their experience living abroad or just like sharing. Because you know, that was a big thing for me at the time, obviously. And my community like really wanted to know how to move abroad, like what is it like, all that kind of stuff. And it was like during and after the pandemic, because we recorded the first episode on the day that the Prime Minister of Spain announced the lockdown was starting the next day. And he was like,
Oh
I
my
remember
God.
coming out to my friend's house after we recorded two episodes, coming out to their house, and everybody's going crazy. And I'm like, what's happening? Like, I felt like, because we were just like in this bubble. And then you go out there and like groceries are packed and like there's nothing left on the shelf
Oh
when you
my
first get in. And
gosh.
I'm like, what is going on? They're like, girl, lockdown. I was like, what? Yeah. So
That
it was
was a
a
crazy
fascinating
time.
time. Fascinating time, you know? It's a what do you call that? Like a time capsule out there. But yeah, that kind of like, you know, came to its end on its own. I moved back home and I just didn't see the need to like keep doing that. And yeah, so I started up a new podcast. Focused on human design and rest and self-care, and it's called the Reset and Refresh podcast. I'm
Okay.
on the third episode, and I'm basically just walking people through the gates in human design. So if you know anything about the system at all, you know that there are like a bunch of like different archetypal energies called the gates that you either have defined in your chart or you don't. But you know, as in the same way with astrology, as the sun moves through the zodiac signs, it's also moving through the gates in human design, because human design is based on astrology. So like within each season you have about six gates. And yeah, so I'm just like, you know, walking people through that, like helping them understand themselves through the solar transit. And you know, inside I really want to do some interview episodes as well, and just some like, you know, more anecdotal episodes as well about my experience with human design. And yeah, so far I'm loving it. I've been dreaming of this podcast for like 2 years, so
Okay.
I'm glad it finally exists.
I'm
Yeah,
excited. And you already put it out. You
it's already out.
Okay,
It's
I'm gonna
already
have to
out.
go listen to it.
I'll
But
share the link with you.
yes, because I'm really trying, like I've been, and I won't even say I've been, but I started looking a little bit into human design and I said, I really need to like try to learn more because this seems very interesting and seems like something that can help me, but I just haven't put in any effort to like learn much. So I'm like, all right, I need to sit
It's
down
a
and
lot.
focus.
Yeah.
It
It's
is.
a
I
lot.
mean,
It does require that like effort and that like, okay, and you know, as any coach would tell you need to have a why. Like, why am I so interested in this thing? What do I think this thing is gonna help me achieve?
Okay.
Right. And you know, for me with human design, it's always been about like a deeper understanding of self.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing that I've gotten out of it. And the more that I do readings with like, you know, friends, with clients, etc., they always come away with a kind of like, they always describe it as like finally having permission to be themselves. Like
Yeah.
those parts of you that you're hiding, like you're embarrassed about, you feel guilt and shame about, human design is going to tell you, girl, let it go. Like this is you.
Yeah, and I think that's really what I'm looking for, like that understanding of self and really, I don't even want to use the word necessarily justifying because I feel like it may not be the word, but at least understanding why I am the way I am. Still a lot of things that I want to learn about myself because
Yes.
I never really gave myself the chance to be authentically myself because I was always trying to hide it. So as I get
Yeah.
older, I want to, learn more about myself and just come into myself completely whole.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And we all deserve to have that moment of like that full circle, like, you know, closing the loop. And like just really allowing ourselves to be ourselves. And you know, that's where the beginning of like rest comes from for me. It's like, oh my God, you finally get to like take off the makeup, take off the wig, take off the
Right.
costume you've been running around in that's been weighing you down, and just like exist. Like, you know,
Okay, exactly. And it's hard to do
life as
sometimes.
yourself.
All right, so let's start off. Can you, I guess, first of all, tell us what human design is?
Of course. And I feel like for this question, I want to explain what it's not, because I
Okay.
think like that's easier. Because it just encompasses so much. And like if you want to boil it down to a personality test, that just would not describe it accurately, right? So a lot of people come into it thinking like, oh, this is gonna typify me and it's gonna give me like all of these things about myself. That's me, right? If you think about things like the Myers-Briggs personality test, or like the Enneagram or whatever, they're like really hard and fast rules that kind of fit you into a box. And on the outside, human design tends to look that way, right? You have the five types, but then it gets so much deeper. There's gates, there's channels,
the channels have circuitry, and then and like they're the arrows at the top, and like these are like your variables, and all of these things are like working together to describe what is possible for you at two ends of the spectrum. So you have the shadow side, and then you have like, you know, the highest expression of like your highest self. And all of this is again like on a spectrum. And human design really just is inviting us to experiment with what's possible for us through the energy that we have available. And that's based on the day that we were born. So where the different planets were in the sky on the day that you were born and at the time that you were born, as well as about 88 days before you were born, which is when human design kind of like says your soul was imprinted into your body. So there's a lot going on within human design, and it's really hard to just like say, oh, this is what it is. Because in my experience, sorry, and with my experiment, it's kind of like we all are continuing to express different energies, and it's not hard and fast and one and the same for everybody. Like we all have been nurtured differently. We all have been, we all have different experiences. And no two people have the same human design chart. Fascinating enough. But even if you did, you would have some kind of different experience in your life leading up to this point that would allow you to express one specific energy differently. So I hope that makes sense. Doesn't make it more confusing.
No, I think that does help a lot because I think, yeah, I think when I started looking into human design, I did really think it was something as simple as a personality test. Like, I'm gonna take this test and it's just gonna say, like, you know, like four things about me, like, oh, you're really driven, you're, you know, adventurous. Like, it's gonna be four things. And after I see that, it's just gonna tell me everything I need to know about my life. And then after I did it, I'm like, oh, I don't know what any of this means. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't feel like I'm any closer to, you know, knowing who I am or knowing anything about myself from when I started it. But then I realized it's because there's so many levels to it and you really have to understand each thing. And it's overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming, and I have to agree with you there. Like I had the same experience, and I know lots of people who use human design in their daily lives and in their businesses who say the same thing. Like when they first came into the system, when they first learned about it was like, what is this? Why is this so overwhelming and complex? But the way that I think about it is like, when you think about yourself as a human being, you would describe yourself as being complex. Like there are so many nuances and so many layers to you and what makes you that nothing is going to be able to describe it in like a one line. Until you do these five things and you'll be rich. Like
I wish that would be easy. And you know what? I think that's what I was looking for. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna find something that's gonna tell me everything I need to know about myself. And then, you know, everything's gonna be great. I'll follow these one, two, three steps. But then I realized that it's just an outline. It's more so something to kind of help you start to work through those things. And I wasn't prepared for that. I was just trying to get the easiest outcome.
Yeah, I agree. I had the same experience. I just wanted the answer too. I didn't want to have to like do the heavy lifting, do the digging, like do the sifting through to get to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow kind of situation. That's what's going on. So it's like leading you. It's like if it were a video game and you have to like go on these side quests and these missions to like get to the end point. But honestly, if I think about like the way that we're like, you know, in a lot of different spiritual modalities, where they talk about like, you know, your soul choosing to come on this journey and experience this like earthly realm. And you decided before you even, you know, incarnated into this body what you wanted to do and what was the journey you were gonna go on. Kind of makes sense. Like you're not just gonna come here and show up and just like everything is gonna be, as we say in Trinidad, hunky dory. Like, you know. Everything is not gonna be like perfect, like, you know, butterflies and all that stuff. It's a lot of work under the surface. And you know, when you're coming into human design, like my advice is to be prepared to experiment, be prepared to like go on that journey of getting to know yourself, because that's what we're all here to do. At the end of the day, the way I see it, when it comes to like purpose, your purpose is to be yourself.
That's
as much as yourself as you can be.
And I think that's good because a lot of times, and especially for me, I'm always trying to figure out what is my purpose? What do I need to do to get there? And I think that kind of simplifies it to a point when it doesn't feel as scary, like just genuinely being yourself, being authentic to yourself. Because when you think of it like that versus something that you have to find, it feels a lot more attainable.
It is. It takes a lot of the pressure off. And that's what human design is essentially doing for us. With all of the, despite all the work that you have to do and all the digging and all the lifting, it's giving you permission to be yourself.
Okay.
In my experience, and like with a lot of clients that I've worked with, like when we do the initial reading, they're always like, I always thought this to be true, but everybody else is telling me like this is a bad thing or like this is frowned upon or like, you know. And it's just like, but human design is saying this is who you are. And it's not excusing bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying that the way that your energy flows is like it is in this way. So I can give you an example of that, like a personal example. So I'm emotionally defined in human design, and so I have a channel, which is called the channel of openness. It's connecting gate 12 and gate 22. Gate 12 is in the throat center and gate 22 is in the emotional solar plexus. My entire life, I've been very moody. And you know how people feel about moody people, right? It's like, I've been described as like a sponge. Like you never know what side you're going to get. And I was like, ooh, I like that. Very spicy. Like, you know, they meant it in a kind of like, you know, bad way. But I was like, that really tracks. That is me. But before I knew human design, like, I was really, didn't love that about myself because it can be very off-putting, right? Like, in the past, I felt where I would walk into a room and the energy would shift whether I was in a good mood or not. So if I was in a good mood, then I would kind of like lift the spirits of the room. And if I was in a bad mood, everybody was just kind of like toned down to match. And I guess we could get into like why that's happening because I'm a manifesting generator. And as generators, we have like a very enveloping aura. So we kind of like, we influence how other people feel because like we have just so much energy bouncing off of us and other people are like feeding into that and just going with what we bring into the room. So me having this channel of moodiness, it's kind of like me either being in the mood for something or not in the mood for something. And so like now that I can acknowledge whenever I'm in the mood, that's when I have the energy to sustain an activity.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be frustrated and like trying to figure things out and like burning myself out in the process. If I'm not in the mood and I'm like, oh, I have to do this thing, I have to figure it out. And like, I'm just like, you know, grumpy and like trying to get through it and like making everybody else feel grumpy and feel like shit. Versus when I'm actually in the mood and I have the energy and I'm high spirits and I'm like, okay, let's get this done. And we get it done easier. We get it done faster. And we get it done happier.
Okay.
Because I'm in a better mood. And it's like learning to honor that has been difficult. Like, you know, because you've been taught like to be motivated and like, you know, just like get stuff done. Like, you know, be productive and all this kind of stuff. But I've actually seen for me where it just takes me back. Like, you know, I end up wasting time. I end up burning myself out and then I take longer to get it done. Versus if I just like practice self-care and I do little things that make me feel better so that I get to a place where I am in the mood. You know, I get to a place where I ride the emotional wave and then I build up all the energy that I need to sustain the activity, get it done, and move on to something else. So yeah, that's an example of like what the permission slip can look like.
Yeah.
And how to use that once you know that to not be an excuse, be like, oh, well, I'm just moody. That's who I am. Versus, okay, sometimes I'm moody and that means it's not time for me to do something. How can I get myself into the mood to do something? What would that look like when I take control of that? And then how does it feel when I am in the mood? How does that affect other people? And how does that make me feel once I get the thing done?
You know? No, and I think that's a really good example because just looking at it from myself, a lot of times I may look at myself and say, oh, you're so lazy. Like, why don't you want to do these things? But being able to understand, you know, where that's coming from and how to move forward versus just kind of dwelling on it. Like, oh my gosh, why am I this way? and not having anything to back it. Like, I feel like that makes you bet or feel better and make you want to actually move forward and kind of figure out, okay, so how do I change this? Or not even change it, but how do I work through it, work with it? Because that's who you are.
That's it. It's the word game with it. I love that. You get it.
Yeah. So I know that you mentioned that you're a manifesting generator. So can you just go through the different types, five types of human design?
Yeah. So basically they're called aura types, right? And aura refers to kind of like, if you extend your arms wide, that kind of like diameter is like where people would be in your aura. So in traditional human design, there's actually four aura types, because in modern human design, people have decided that generator is broken up into two. You have just regular generators who only have the sacral center defined. So if you look at the body graph, the sacral would be the second square from the bottom, like directly in the middle. Once you have that center defined or colored in your chart, then that would mean that you're a generator. Mm-hmm. And you're either a pure generator, which is, you know, only the sacral defined. I'll explain a little bit more. And a manifesting generator. Now, what makes me a manifesting generator? Because I looked at your chart and you were a generator, right? What makes me a manifesting generator and you just a generator is that I have my throat center defined in my chart, right? So that would be the first square from the top. So there's like a triangle facing upwards, an upside down triangle, and then there's a square in the middle. That's the throat center. So I have that colored in my chart. You don't have that one colored in, so you are just a generator. So you have your sacral, your spleen, and your root. And then I have the sacral with the throat, the root, and my ajna. So like those things are connected in a way, and that gives me the manifesting.
Okay.
So manifesting in human design, that I can initiate. When I respond, I can initiate. So I think I'm getting like really technical. It's really hard to explain things. I hope that I'm that you can follow, that you're following.
I do,
right?
And I do have a question. So for the the throat chakra, that's like more so like with communication and things like that.
And self-expression. Okay. Right? So the goal of, so if you think about your human design body graph or the chart as all of the energy that you can have in your physical body, right? And the goal of this energy is to be expressed.
Okay.
So all of it is pushing to get to the throat, whether it's defined or not, right? If it's not defined, that doesn't mean that you can't communicate effectively. That's not what that's about. And I think maybe here's a good time to explain definition and what that means. So if I have a center defined in my chart, it just means for me that communication is my strong suit. I'm really good at expressing myself, ideally, like in the highest expression of that energy. Like I'm going to be somebody who, when I speak, people listen, and it kind of like motivates them to do things. And, you know, they really look forward to what I have to say, kind of thing. And I'm saying these things as like what I've noticed, not just because this is what human design says, but I've also noticed it as well. Like I talk about human design a lot and people are like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but because you're so excited, I want to like listen to everything.
I see that.
And I was like, yes. And I'm like, yes, listen. And you know, this also goes back to when I was talking about the moodiness with the 1222 channel. I have that unconsciously defined. So my body feels it, but my mind isn't like consciously aware of it. So like before I knew human design, I was living my design. And what was happening is that this emotional energy was kind of like pushing out of me, and it would always get stuck here, because as a Black woman growing up, I was told that little girls should be seen and not heard. So what I ended up doing was kind of like suppressing my voice, and it would just build up in my body. Like I would literally like feel tension in my chest when I felt like I had something to say, but I didn't know how other people would receive it. So I just wanted to like, you know, keep it in and like that kind of thing, like not set boundaries and all those kinds of things when you think about like expressing and communicating. So yeah. And you know, through like learning about my human design and just like, you know, working with a coach even before that, I just learned how to channel that energy through in a way that felt good for me. So I was talking about definition. Having your centers defined or colored in your chart, right? That means these are strengths for you. Versus if it's not colored in, or if the shape or the center is white, it doesn't mean that it's a weakness. It just means that this is something that you're here to learn and experience through others. So it's like if you came into this world with a defined throat, a defined root, a defined sacral, these are things that you're going to be really good at. These are things people are going to come to you for, in a sense. Versus where it's white, so like I have the ego center predominantly undefined or white in my chart. So I'm here to learn about worthiness, learn about what it means to be successful. And I'm also really good at, this is where you can be really empathetic with others, because you will see where other people are not showing up in their worthiness. Mm-hmm. And you either A, mimic that, or B, you try to help them see what else is available. Because it's like you experience the spectrum of that through other people. You're like, oh, but I see this person continuing to do this thing to try to prove themselves as worthy and successful, and it's not working. What would it look like if they tried something else? And so like a lot of times, like in business, for example, as a life coach, like I can coach people around the parts of my chart that are white or undefined, versus where it's defined, it's more of a kind of, I can teach you because I know this, versus I see the spectrum of it in other people where it's undefined, and I can like kind of help you figure it out for yourself, because I'm also figuring it out too, and we both know what's not working. So we kind of like put two heads together and figure out what can work, you know?
That's so interesting. And now I'm sitting here like, okay, maybe this human design stuff is kind of real. Because even just you saying like my throat chakra is not filled in, or the aura isn't filled in. And I'm sitting here like, yeah, communication is definitely something I got to work on in my life, and continuously. So just even seeing that, I'm like, now I have to learn everything to really get an understanding of, okay, maybe this isn't just me. This is, you know, who I was destined to be and something I have to work through.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that you can already see where, you know, it's like resonating without me, but like being specifically, this is like what's showing up for you. I can't wait until we get to the chat, right? Talk about your chat.
Right. We will get into that, because I know I'm going to have some questions, because I have no idea what any of that means. But you were kind of going through like all the different, you know, types. So how do you think that getting an understanding of the different types and the auras specifically about yourself, how do you think that helps people in their personal lives? And that can even be like in relationships or just, you know, growing within themselves.
Yeah, this is a great question, especially because a lot of the times when we come to systems like human design, even astrology, even other personality tests, not that human design is a personality test, we usually come to it through a lens of individualism. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've been learning to see how it connects the dots with other people. So where I didn't get through talking about all the types, so I'm going to try to stay focused.
Yeah, we could backtrack. I'm about to say a little bit.
So let's start with the manifestor. The manifestor is like when you think about a person in leadership who's in charge. That's a manifestor. They're here to inform and tell us what to do. And when I say us, I mean the generators and manifesting generators, because we have the energy to get it done. So generators and manifesting generators are the only ones with the sacral defined, and it's like life force, creative energy. The other types don't have that defined. So they're here to kind of like learn that and like rest to work cycles and like not burn themselves out, versus we have the energy to get it done. So we're like the busy bees running around getting it done. And the difference there would be generators are here to do things that light them up and excite them. Manifesting generators also, but the twist for me is I'm going to skip steps. The generator kind of like going to go through the process, like, you know, and then the manifesting generator is like, all right, we don't need to do this, but actually, I know a shortcut to get it done faster. Sometimes it works out. Other times I do have to backtrack. But that's just part of our process as manifesting generators, right? And we tend to pivot a lot faster too. So we kind of like are refining the process as manifestation generators. Then you have the projector, who's kind of like the project manager. So they're guiding us through, like working through the steps that the generators are doing and just like guiding us, like giving us that support and like overseeing everything. And then you have the reflectors, and they're kind of like in the background. The reflectors are 1% of the population. So maybe you know a reflector, maybe you don't. But they don't have any of the centers defined. So they are constantly experiencing the spectrum of everything in the human design chart. Mm. And for them, they can tell where we are out of alignment, where we might be rushing around and cutting like too many corners as a manifesting generator, or where the manifester is not informing and kind of like making the process harder than it needs to be, you know? So like we all work together in that way to get to an end goal, right? If we can all get on the same page, and if we can all be in alignment and use our energy the way that it's meant to be used, right? And that's just looking at the aura types. Like if you wanted to get into like the profile lines or like, you know, the defined centers versus undefined, like there are just so many ways that it can make you a better communicator or a better partner or a better business person. Like if you knew everybody's human design, and I'm just like, so for example, like I do have like a corporate job and I'm like a shift lead. So like I always ask my teammates for like their birth information so I can pull their human design chart just so that I can know what I'm working with energetically, right? Because the job is like very high paced. That we deal with like aviation support and some other like commercial entities as well. So like everything is like really fast paced and just like, you know, making sure that things get fixed when they need to be fixed like really quickly. So it's just like really good to know who has energy for what. Like, what are you really good at? Like, where might you need to be supported? And I think like within business sense or within like a corporate setting, that is invaluable because like, you know, there's just like so many possibilities for how that would make teamwork so much easier, less stressful, especially when people are honest with themselves about what's going on. Yeah.
No, I agree, because I'm thinking about in a corporate setting, if my boss was randomly asking me like all these things, like, you know, how do you communicate and all this stuff? When you're first getting to know someone, that may not be something that you're comfortable voicing right away, or may not even know how to voice it or know what you expect. So you being able to pull that chart and say, look, all right, this is what it says. Obviously, it could change or we can see how it works with, but at least giving you a base to understand how you can start communicating with them. I think that's good. More people need to do that.
Yeah, they've all been like so like wow, just like eyes like wide open and just like being like, okay, cool. And just like watching them take the information and like apply it to like their jobs has just been phenomenal, because it's not like me as their boss has had to be like, oh, I need you to be doing this differently or whatever. Like they catch certain things, and like sometimes like they would come and they'd ask me questions like, you know how you said like generators XYZ, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, I can see, like, you know, you're leading towards this and, like, kind of, like, help them. So, yeah, coaching and like, using human design has been such a great tool for me, like, outside of my business, just, like, in real life. It's a real life thing.
And I feel like every time you explain a little bit more, I'm like, okay, well, this relates to me a little bit more. Because even when you were saying about generators and you said I'm a generator, about how they are, you know, follow the directions, go step by step, whereas the manifesting generators may cut the corners and skip over steps. And I'm very like, I'm going to go by the book. Like for most things, like if there's a process, I'm going to follow the process. Even if I see something that may make it quicker, I'm like, because maybe this step is important. Even if I think, this is going to be faster, I'm like, I got to go step by step, because I feel like I want to make sure everything, you know, go smoothly. I don't want to skip a step and then I get to the end and realize, oh, I messed up and now I got to start over. Because in my mind, I'm like, that's taking me more time to go back versus following step by step and just finishing it, you know, the correct way the first time.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because I'm just like, oh, okay, maybe I need to learn a little bit more.
You do. Trust me. You're not going to regret it.
Right. I can already see that. So I know once we get into like actually going through my chart, I'm gonna learn even more. Hey ho, so I hope y'all are enjoying this episode so far. Me and Anika Lee has so much to talk about, so this episode is getting really long, so it looks like we're gonna have to do a part two for y'all next week. So I hope y'all enjoy this episode. Make sure y'all follow us on all social media platforms, and also make sure y'all follow our guest Anika Lee on all social media platforms as well. I will put her information down in the description, so make sure y'all come back next week to hear all about what she has to say, and as well as we'll break down my chart a little bit. So I'll see y'all hoes next week. Peace.